And what do you have to say about it? It looks, now again, you tell me if I'm wrong or USA Today is wrong. They have us at 25 and a half days average for new patients.
Yep, that's what the report says, and that's not bad when you look at the types of care we provide in the aggregate and realizing that this is an average. Some patients are waiting less, and some are waiting longer. When you think about patients that are waiting for a hip replacement, you know, if you go to your doctor and he says it's going to be 3 weeks, most people aren't prepared to get a hip replaced in 3 weeks. They need a little bit of more time to plan for that and to get family care in place. And some of the things that are extending our time a little bit are very specific types of care that I've known about and we've been working on for several weeks.
So it also looks at, I think the goal is, tell me if I'm wrong, 14 days to see a new patient, and apparently only about 31% of new patients in Sioux Falls are seen within that goal. Is that how you see it too, and what is your reaction to that?
Yes, that is what it's saying. 31% of our new patients are, and a new patient is a patient that is either brand new to the VA or it's a patient that has been seen at the VA, but the provider, the doctor has said, you know, you have something going on. I want you to have an appointment with orthopedics, and they write a referral to orthopedics. If you have never seen orthopedics before, then you would be counted as a new patient for that clinic.
Well, I mean, if the goal is 14 days and 31% are reaching it, I mean, we have room. We would prefer to do better. I mean, where are you in that?
Sure. And like I said, I look at these metrics down to the clinic level, and I know where my delays are that are skewing my numbers. And those delays for Sioux Falls are ophthalmology, and we identified this earlier in the year. I have a contract ophthalmology group that comes in and does our ophthalmology clinics and does our cataract surgeries. And we saw the numbers starting to creep up. We asked them to increase their time here. They have recently added a new provider to their group. And just last week, we increased the numbers of days that they have clinic and doubled their time in the OR. So those are the types of things that I monitor on an ongoing basis to try to control these numbers. Another area where we have numbers creeping up is in orthopedics, and we have a lot more people coming in for needing orthopedic surgery, and the numbers were starting to creep up, and we recruited and hired a new orthopedic surgeon that started 2 weeks ago. Those are two of the big areas where I have a fair number of people that are waiting beyond, you know, a 30-day wait period. But where we've adjusted our staffing to correct that, and we're bringing those numbers down.